Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Lasting Joy. John 16, verses 22 to 24. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. The world-famous life coach and cleaning consultant Marie Kondo has sold millions of books on the art of decluttering. Her Japanese approach to cleaning includes removing every piece in the home that, when picked up and examined, doesn't spark joy. While this could be an effective approach to removing unnecessary clutter from the home, it has some pitfalls. What if I pick up something on a day that I'm tired, annoyed, or in a sour mood? What if nothing in my house brings me joy on that particular day? And what is true joy? The world wants to teach us that joy depends on our circumstance. If we are doing well financially, if we have friends, if we reach our goals and milestones, we have what the world sees as joy. But this can change. If the furnace goes out and we have a sudden bill, we lose our joy. If our friend hurts our feelings or leaves us stranded, joy is lost. If we put in a great effort at work and don't get the recognition, we lose joy. But the joy that God gives us does not come from a worldly situation or moment. It comes from Jesus. Jesus knew all along that he would someday die on the cross. He used his time on earth to train the disciples and continues to teach us through his life and in his word, the Bible. He knew that the disciples would suffer for the sake of telling others about him. Jesus knew that they would feel sorrow of the world, but also knew that their suffering would one day be turned to joy in heaven. Jesus knows about our trials on earth too. He knows that living for him is not easy. He knows that we fail to do the good he wants us to do. He knows that we need him in every way, just as the disciples did. But just like the disciples, our suffering will also be turned into joy. This joy is not of this world. It is not the joy spark that you feel when holding an earthly treasure or hugging a loved one. It is true, lasting joy that only comes from the story of Easter when Jesus came back to life. Jesus promises that this lasting joy will be with us every time that we remember we are saved by his love and will remain with us until he brings us to our forever home of joy in heaven. We pray. When all your mercies, O my God, my waking soul surveys, transported with the view, I'm lost in wonder, love, and praise. Through all eternity to you a joyful song I'll raise, but oh, eternity's too short to utter all your praise. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.